Lesson 26, Genesis 19, Introduction. After three messengers of the Lord visited Abraham, they traveled to Sodom and insisted that Lot and his family leave before the city was destroyed. Lot's wife disobeyed counsel from God's servants and perished. After the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, Lot's oldest daughter devised a wicked plan to preserve posterity for her father. Note: help students fulfill their role in the learning process. Spiritual learning requires effort and the exercise of agency by the learner. For many students, putting forth such effort to learn from the Scriptures may seem unfamiliar and somewhat difficult. However, as you teach using the fundamentals of gospel teaching and learning, you will help students fulfill their role in gospel learning. As students actively fulfill their role in gospel learning, they open their hearts to the influence of the Holy Ghost. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 through 29. Holy messengers remove Lot's family from Sodom before God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. Write the following question on the board before class begins. Have you ever heard of someone who had something bad happen to them because they were in the wrong place or with people who were making inappropriate choices? Ask students to think about the question on the board as they study Genesis 19. Remind students that three holy messengers had visited Abraham on their way to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and their wicked inhabitants. Invite students to read Genesis chapter 19, verse 1 silently, and look for who these three messengers met when they arrived in Sodom. After students read, ask them to report what they have found. The messengers met Lot, Abraham's nephew. Explain that according to the Joseph Smith translation, see Genesis 19:1, footnote A, there were three messengers, not two. As a brief review, ask students to explain what they know about Lot and his family from their study of Genesis chapters 13 and 14, and what they know about Sodom from Genesis 18. Summarize Genesis 19 verses 2 and 3 by explaining that Lot invited the three messengers to stay at his home for a night, so they would not have to remain in the streets of Sodom. Invite students to ponder how they treat those whom the Lord sends to help us forsake sin and unrighteous influences. Invite a student to read Genesis chapter 19 verses 4 through 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the men of Sodom did that evening. What did the men of Sodom request of Lot? You might need to explain that the phrase, "that we may know them," means they wanted to participate in sexual activities with Lot's visitors. See Genesis 19:5, footnote A, also Genesis 4:1. Explain that Joseph Smith translation, Genesis 19, verses 9 through 15, in the Bible appendix, clarifies the events recorded in Genesis 19, verses 8 through 10. Summarize Joseph Smith translation, Genesis 19, verses 9 through 15, by explaining that the men of Sodom became angry with Lot when he refused their evil intentions toward his guests. The men of Sodom then threatened to take by force not only Lot's visitors, the holy men, but also his daughters for immoral purposes. When Lot tried to reason with the men of Sodom, they attempted to force their way into his house. The holy messengers miraculously protected Lot and his family by smiting the men with blindness. How do the actions of the men of Sodom help demonstrate the wickedness of the people in this city? Invite a student to read Genesis 19 verses 12 through 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the holy men instructed Lot to do with his family. Ask students to report what they find. Ask a student to read Genesis 19 verses 14 through 16 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for how Lot and his family responded to the instructions from the holy men. What evidence do you see in these verses that Lot and his family were reluctant to leave Sodom? Invite a student to read Genesis 19:17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify additional instructions the holy men gave to Lot and his family. Invite a student to read Genesis 19, verses 24 through 26 aloud, and ask the class to look for what happened as Lot was leaving Sodom with his wife and daughters. Ask students to report what they find. To help the class understand why Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt, see verse 26, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, apparently what was wrong with Lot's wife was that she wasn't just looking back. In her heart, she wanted to go back. It is possible that Lot's wife looked back with resentment toward the Lord for what he was asking her to leave behind. End quote. According to Elder Holland, what are some possible reasons why Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt? Explain that it is also possible that Lot's wife may not have merely looked back, but may have returned to Sodom. Point out that this account of Lot and his family leaving Sodom can be compared to our own experience of forsaking sin and evil influences. What principles can we learn from the example of Lot's wife about forsaking sin and evil influences? Students' responses may vary. You may want to emphasize the following principle. To forsake sin and evil influences, we must leave them entirely and not look back. What are some ways a person might be tempted to look back upon sins or evil influences that were previously a part of his or her life? Why is it dangerous to do so? What are some things a person can do to leave sins or evil influences entirely behind? Genesis chapter 19, verses 30 through 38. Lot's daughters devise a wicked plan to ensure the continuation of Lot's posterity. Summarize Genesis 19, verses 30 through 38 by explaining that after Sodom, Gomorrah, and other cities were destroyed, Lot and his two daughters went to a nearby mountain to live in a cave. In an effort to preserve the seed of their father, the firstborn daughter proposed a wicked and deceptive plan to intoxicate their father and lie with him so they could each become pregnant. See Joseph Smith translation Genesis 19:37 in Genesis 19:31 footnote A. See also Joseph Smith translation Genesis 19:39 or in Genesis 19:35 footnote A. As a result of this wickedness, each daughter had a son. The son's descendants became the Moabite and Ammonite nations. There is no justification for Lot's daughter's choice to break the law of chastity. Point out that the actions of Lot's daughters may provide another example of how the wickedness in Sodom had negatively influenced members of Lot's family. Although Lot was not a wicked man, his decision to bring his family to live among evil influences resulted in serious consequences. What are some consequences Lot and his family experienced for choosing to live in Sodom? How do you think life might have been different for Lot and his family if he had not chosen to associate with Sodom and the other wicked cities in the plains? What principles can we learn from Lot's decision to place himself and his family close to unrighteous influences? Students may identify principles such as the following. If we choose to associate with unrighteous influences, then we may experience consequences we will regret. Our choices may affect not only ourselves, but others as well. Invite students to list on the board examples of unrighteous influences that some young people choose to associate with in our day. Then ask the following questions. What are some consequences that can come to us personally from associating with these unrighteous influences? What are some consequences that might affect others? To help the class feel the truth and importance of principles they have identified, invite a student to read aloud the following account by Bishop Gary E. Stevenson of the Presiding Bishopric. Quote, some years ago, John was accepted at a prestigious Japanese university. Soon after John's arrival, word of a party to be held on the rooftop of a private residence spread among the foreign student population. That evening, John and two friends made their way to the advertised address. Following an elevator ride to the top floor of the building, John and his friends began mingling with others. As the night wore on, the atmosphere changed. The noise, music volume, and alcohol amplified, as did John's uneasiness. Then suddenly someone began organizing the students into a large circle with the intent of sharing marijuana cigarettes. John grimaced and quickly informed his two friends that it was time to leave. Almost in ridicule, one of them replied, "John, this is easy. We'll just stand in the circle, and when it is our turn, we'll just pass it along rather than smoke it. That way, we won't have to embarrass ourselves in front of everyone by leaving." This sounded easy to John, but it did not sound right. He knew he had to announce his intention and act. In a moment, he mustered his courage and told them that he could not do as they wished, but he was leaving. One friend decided to stay and joined the circle. The other reluctantly followed John down the stairs to board the elevator. Much to their surprise, when the elevator doors opened, Japanese police officers poured out and hurried to ascend the stairs to the rooftop. John and his friend boarded the elevator and departed. When the police appeared at the top of the stairs, the students quickly threw the illegal drugs off the roof so they wouldn't be caught. After securing the stairway, however, the officers lined up everyone on the roof and asked each student to extend both hands. The officers then walked down the line, carefully smelling each student's thumbs and index fingers. All who held the marijuana, whether they had smoked it or not, were presumed guilty, and there were huge consequences. Almost without exception, the students who had remained on the rooftop were expelled from their respective universities. As for John, the consequences in his life have been immeasurable. His time in Japan that year led him to a happy marriage and to the subsequent birth of two sons. He has been a very successful businessman and recently became a professor at a Japanese university. Imagine how different his life would have been had he not had the courage to leave the party on that important evening in Japan. There will be times when you, like John, will have to demonstrate your righteous courage in plain view of your peers, the consequence of which may be ridicule and embarrassment. Be courageous. Be strong. End quote. From Be Valiant in Courage, Strength, and Activity, Ensign Orleahona, November 2012, pages 51 and 52. To conclude, invite students to testify of the principles they have discovered today. Share your testimony as well, and encourage students to entirely leave behind any sins or evil influences that may be influencing them. Supplemental Teaching Ideas. Genesis chapter 19, verses 30 through 38. Video presentation. Leave the party. Instead of having a student read Bishop Gary E. Stevenson's account of the party, you could show the video Leave the Party, which depicts the account. This video can be found on LDS.org.